Welcome to the Well-Spoken Word Podcast. Our mission is to coach developing leaders to speak with clarity and confidence. Now let's join host Mark Stafford and your speaking coach Dave Arden as they tackle the shackles that hold you back.
This is Mark Stafford, and I'm here with your speaking coach, Dave Arden. Now, we want to welcome you to the sixth episode of the Well-Spoken Word. So, Dave, today we want to talk about what the Word's been doing in 2023 as we look into 2024. So, let's just start with this. Wins for the year. This year has been full of significant victories for your ministry. You've witnessed some tremendous growth in your outreach programs, some of those overseas. Tell us a little bit about what the Lord is doing over the last year. And as you look into 2024, what you think the Lord's going to be continuing doing through Chosen to Speak and the Well-Spoken Word.
Well, Mark, thank you for the question. We're just in awe of God, His grace, His goodness, and really His vision for something way bigger than we ever thought possible. In 2020, we just rolled out the book. We had one student that year, one client, if you will, disciple who wanted to go through a training. His name was Moses Acevis, Moses, ironically, and just took a light with it and had a good time with it. And we're like, okay, God is gracious. He's given us this pathway. He's given us this foundation through the story of Moses. What are we going to do with it? And first of all, does it work? And are we really being effective as coaches in this coaching network? Well, the Lord has just stretched the vision and stretched opportunities like we couldn't imagine. We got invited on a years ago backstory to get a few years ago to go to Russia, speak and kind of share, empower people there. We have ongoing groups in Russia now. We started not just a men's group like before. We have a women's group that are there. And Kathleen Reed works with Nori Roderick to help with the women there. And it's been encouraging to see how God has used that. Some of the women that are got on board with us are really feeling more empowered to share, to speak to. One woman is getting a coffee shop group going. Another woman that's part of that network has translated the book into Spanish. The guys are getting some practice now. It's taken us guys a little longer to kind of build relationships and build trust. Women get in there, they're on board, they're firing out words and really bonding. Us guys are a little more like a slow and steady win the race kind of thing, but we're seeing some men that are saying, you know, I can speak, I can share with confidence in the body of Christ in Russia, and that's been fun to watch. So Russia's been the starting point of the blessings this last year.
Yeah, well, tell me what that looks like. I mean, what are these women engaged in? Are they business leaders? They ministry leaders? Are they you know, activists? Are they political leaders? Like, what are they doing with this information? What does that group look like when they get together?
Well, we don't talk politics. I'll say it that way. With Russia, this is all
I'm sure you don't.
So this is, please keep this on the low. But essentially, our ministry is the body of Christ, working with the women of the churches, working with the men of the churches to be able to say, hey, here's who I am in Christ. Here's something I have to say in Christ. And finding my identity there and being able to speak into that body. Now, consider Moscow alone, where there's 15 million people, a lot of hustle, bustle, and the number of Christians there is, evangelical Christians especially, very, very low. So our heart is just to serve them, to equip them, and encourage them to be a voice in their community for the Lord. And so it's mostly the body of Christ that we're empowering there.
So you're empowering the body of Christ, and they're speaking out for the Lord. And so as you're looking into next year, you've seen the Lord do some things over the last year. Went from one person you were discipling to now dozens and dozens of people who are grabbing onto this material. And so tell us about looking ahead, you know, looking ahead to the future. You're looking to expand the reach of the ministry. You're looking to impact even more people. You're trying to get some ability for people to communicate well in the public sphere, you know, into the hands of some more people internationally. It looks like this has taken off in Russia. It's taken off in other places in the world. Tell us what is happening as it rolls forward.
So we're more than just in Russia right now. We've got a really strong presence. Our most experienced director is actually in Kenya. Nathan Olomu has been out there for working with us for a couple years, and now he's training and working with about 70 plus pastors and leaders a year. He'll come in four times a year, do a 3-day training for them, and then equip the pastors to get into the churches with our pathway, with the book we're putting out, and with just, again, good coaching is really where we're founded. So that's the one other strong point and one vision for this next year. Brazil, we work with a great developing leader down there named Ray Listosa, who speaks Spanish, English, and Portuguese, and he's actually translating our book this year into Portuguese. We've already got the first chapter done, and really developing a network down in Portugal to work with the churches and with the tribal peoples. And Portugal, which is really fun. The Spanish language version is coming out this year, and we do a lot of web work with that. Our couple that work with that version really have an online presence in multiple countries, which is fun. And then we've got a new coach that's developing with a Ukrainian brother to help pour into them, and he's actually living in Denver, been here for a number of years, but with the goal of helping the work in Ukraine. So we see some momentum. This year is a year of momentum for us, getting what we've had across the board. We've got about 100 people we've been coaching this last year, and this next year continuing to just fan the flame. So for us, it's a leadership development organization, and we're trying to strengthen the area leaders and build up them in their country to help them be a stronger voice for the Lord. So that's kind of a quick roundabout way to talk about what's happened this last year and a little bit of what's going on with next year, although there's some other things this next year coming as well.
Okay, well, maybe we have some time here to focus on some of those other things, but as we look at it impacting these various areas, maybe you could unpack some more of that. You know, what are you doing in Kenya? What are you doing in Ukraine? What are you doing in Portugal and some of these areas? As this curriculum specifically is getting into Kenya, for example, what kind of leaders are grabbing onto this material? How are they using it? How is it making an impact for the gospel? Maybe give us a little more specifics about what's happening in each one of these areas as they are able to get a hold of this book and are able to be trained in how to be better public speakers.
Well, let's just go with this first of all, Mark. It really helps our ministry to work with clients and disciples, leaders that have a vision of really what they want to do as a leader. They want to become a better pastor. They want to become a stronger women's leader. They want to become a better business person, right? And be able to speak that. So we really value and appreciate the people coming to the table with something in mind, like, I've got a goal for this. This is my goal. And a good coaching is with a listening posture. Hey, how can this help you? How can we help you? How can we serve you? How can we help you become a stronger voice? And how can we help you become who God's called you to be in your context? So that's our first question. That's our posture as a coaching network is we're here to serve. We're here to empower you. And we're here to listen to how God is working in your life, how God has called you. And so coming alongside them to be stronger in whatever arena they have, student ministry or whatever it is. With that being a foundation, when we go into Kenya, for example, specifically, and I was just out there back in last March, I'm going to be flying out there later next month. It's pastors that we really gravitated onto and pastors in rural areas that really don't have access to training. We were in a southern part of Kenya this last year and working with a group of pastors who were completing our training, and they were just so encouraged. First of all, they don't have access to a lot of schooling. It costs money. A lot of them are working a lot of work just to survive, get their, you know, and serve their flocks. Some of those pastors have been there faithfully 20 years plus, and they're just happy to have encouragement and coaching. And what we heard from one pastor was we want this. We need this. We need more of this because we're not getting in our area the resources and the training that so many parts of the world have access to. We just need it. So that's encouraging to us to hear that need out there, that desire, and really the hunger to go to the next level in leadership. And so it's not just a coaching ministry and speaking. We really want to help leadership, Mark. And there's a lot. I've heard a mentor years ago say, you know, there's a lot on leadership out there. There's a lot in speaking out there. But what we don't see a lot is the marriage in terms of our pathways of leadership and speaking together. Lead speak. Like how do we lead and how do we speak and how do we get that rhythm in our leadership with that confidence we see from the Lord to be able to roll out together? And that's really what I was missing for years early in my ministry. And I was just thanking God for those people that poured into us to bring us this ability to be able to look at both aspects of leadership.
Okay, well, we got to run to a break, Dave. But and during this break, you're going to hear a little bit more about Dave's book, Chosen to Speak, and the resources that are there. And then on the other side of this, we'll talk about more about what the Lord's doing through Chosen to Speak, the book, and Words Well Spoken ministry here on this podcast, and how the Lord is using these materials to impact leaders all over the world. We'll be right back.
Do you struggle to find your own voice or to speak with confidence in public? Do you need to grow in effectiveness as a speaker in order to become a better leader? If so, then the Chosen to Speak book and Chosen to Speak community can help. They have a mission to coach developing leaders to speak with clarity and confidence. Start your journey today by ordering the Chosen to Speak book. Chosen to Speak can be found on Amazon.com. Now back, Well-Spoken Word.
All right, welcome back to the Well-Spoken Word. Now, Dave, you and I were on another podcast together. I host another podcast called At Risk Radio. And on that podcast, you were talking about a trip you just took down to Colombia. You were working with the Stendhals and whatnot. And that's really the closest you've been to Brazil and the ministry you're doing with Chosen to Speak down there. Tell us a little bit about what's happening with Latin America as you're ministering there both with SOM International and with Chosen to Speak Ministries. Unpack what's happening right now with you in Latin America.
Well, let me just say, first of all, what a great time last month in Colombia, and what a great time with the Sindals. And shout out to SOM for the opportunity to work with them, seeing firsthand the revival going on there, the hunger going on down there, and just the deep desire in South America to know the Lord and grow in the Lord. There's just a freedom there, an excitement there, and an opportunity there to push forward the gospel. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to travel and to go down there for the very first time and see just opportunity, the challenge down there, the adversity down there, but also the hunger for the word down there. It's amazing.
Yeah, you know, I haven't ever had a chance to go down. I was just saying, I've been working alongside the Stendals for almost a decade now. I've met them a few times. I've never had a chance to go down. It must be really exciting to be able to go down and see that firsthand, you know, whether these tribal people that have gotten the Bible in their hands, in their language, you know, it's complete now. There's revival happening. We're trying to get now 6 million Bibles into Venezuela. That's an overwhelming number of Bibles, but there's this, you know, hunger for the word down there. And then along with that is this hunger to teach the word and to equip pastors to be able to speak well when they're presenting the gospel.
Yeah, I think that's where we fit in with Chosen Speak, Mark. You know, pastors, we go through training, we have confidence in our own way, but then we reality check, how well are we really doing when we speak? I was just reading in the Word this last month where Paul says, you know, I came to you with the gospel, with the Spirit's power, not my own wisdom, lest I negate the power of the gospel. And it's really convicting when you read that scripture to think, you know, there's folks, sometimes we'll spend years sharing the word, but if we do it in our own wisdom and our own strength, we're negating the power of the gospel. We're distracting from what the Lord wants to do, and we're distracting from the opportunity to equip them and let the Holy Spirit be really working through us and speaking through us. And so that's our conviction, that's our passion, and that's really our heart at Chosen to Speak. When we work with a leader, we want them to speak well, but more importantly, we want them to reflect Christ well. We want them to show power when they speak. And when we walk away from a message, it's not, gee, that was a clever message, or that was a good speaker, that was a funny guy, although humor has its place. But we want people to say, wow, isn't God good, you know? And isn't Jesus Christ worthy of my life? And isn't the work and the mercy and the grace of God just something special? And that's my heart as a leader is, you know, Paul says, if I'm the worst of sinners and God can save me, you know what, there's hope for you. And I look at my story and how lousy and mediocre and problematic my speaking was for years. And yet I see how God has changed me. And I look, people say, hey, if God can use that broken, crazy guy, maybe there's a hope for me. So thank you, Jesus, for your grace to be able to push out there and get the word out there to say, hey, there's hope for you to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you and I were talking earlier about what's happening in Brazil and, you know, and what's happening with, you know, Chosen to Speak and some of your contacts down there. It's really exciting. It looks like it's going to be not only translated into Spanish, but possibly into Portuguese. Tell us about what's happening in Brazil right now, Dave.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. There's no possible. It is happening. We're already translating. Got the first chapter done in Portuguese. And our coach down there, our advocate down there, really our leader down there, director down there, is a guy named Ray Listosa. Now, Ray's only 25 years old. He's a younger man, but super gifted. He's got a great deep voice. He sounds like a super bass guy that you could put on a choir somewhere, or sings a lot at his church. But he's got a heart for other leaders. He's got a heart for the work down there, and he jumped on board. We met about once a month this last year doing the chapter, doing the homework, and now putting him in a position to say, you know what, you have been coached, and now you're coaching others. And how better to learn to coach others than to be coached and to get the word and then say, okay, I can do this. And so that's our heart. And so Ray's got a vision down there, working with the churches, working with the tribal peoples down there. Ray actually just graduated from school this last year with his degree, and some people in his school said, and former professor said, we want to learn English. So he actually has a work translating not only the book, but also working with leaders to speak English and to learn English and to speak English, to teach English people Portuguese. So he's a linguist. He's a strong in the communications arena. We're just thrilled to have him on our team.
Wow, that's great. Well, there's just a lot of exciting things happening. I'll let you kind of have the last word here, Dave. All these things that are happening, what are some of the things that you're most excited about as we move forward into 2024? What's the Lord doing? What plans do you have? What trips are you going to make? You know, what's on your agenda for 2024 with Chosen to Speak?
Well, our heart is really getting established this year. You know, we've been working together, we've been coaching, but this year is important for us. We've got two key staff members joining up on the team. We've got Kathleen Reed, who's also on our board and being more involved in coaching coaches, which is key in a relationship. She's also a great writer and communicator. She's helped you, or at least connected with you lately here on some other fronts, Mark. But Kathleen's jumping on board. We've also got a new business administrator, Dean Murtha, that works with us, keeping track of donations, working on the organizational side, helping us kind of check our boxes when it comes to good stewardship and financial administration. So we're thankful for that. So we asked for prayer this year. We're a ministry that desires to please God, to go and cross borders into new places. We're shifting more and more focus from domestic to international. We're still to coach domestically, but our passion is we're going to coach you and help you here so that you can help the body of Christ overseas. So we need prayer. Bottom line, we need people to step on board the ministry saying, you know, I want to hear what's going on a regular basis. I want to listen to these online updates that are coming out once a month, signing up for our online newsletter that comes out. We promise not to bombard your email box every day or every week. We really just want to do one online monthly blast well, so when it hits your box, you can look forward to it. You know, oh yeah, there's three or four good stories in there, or a testimony in there, or this podcast coming out that'll help you equip you. Check your junk box. Sometimes it'll end up over there, but pray for us. Listen to what God's doing and think about and consider maybe one part of the world that we serve that you could get more involved in praying and supporting as we move forward.
Well, that's great. Well, David, it's exciting to hear that Spanish version's coming out, Portuguese version's coming out. This ministry's impacting Kenya and Russia and Ukraine and others. It's impacting all over the globe. People are being trained up to speak well, to speak about their faith well, to teach the word well, and to be powerful in their community. So we're looking forward as you go forward in faith and anticipating what the Lord's going to do. We're grateful for this opportunity to hear from you and from what's happening with Chosen to Speak. And we want to just, you know, encourage our audience, if you would like to get this podcast when it comes out, we just do these podcasts about once a month, but we want you to subscribe, to share it with some friends. If there's somebody that you know that might really benefit from hearing about what the Lord's doing, or maybe somebody who could use some coaching with their speaking abilities, well, Dave would love to connect with them. And you can find out more about Chosen to Speak Ministries at chosentospeak.com. So until then, my name is Mark Stafford, and this has been The Well-Spoken Word.
The Well-Spoken Word podcast is a production of Chosen to Speak Ministries. Learn more about Chosen to Speak at chosentospeak.com.